Welcome back. We got some time here with our friend Seth Joyner, who is sponsored by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. To find a plumbing professional near you, go to bradfordwhite.com. Seth, great to see you today. How you doing? Good morning, I need his mic on, Joe. It always works better. Hi, Seth.
Good morning, gents.
Now, what I just saw there was heartwarming. It was a renewal of relations and fun between two of my favorite people on the post-game show last year. And just this week, I learned how to punch in YouTube on my TV.
Really?
So I can watch you. I didn't do it yesterday, but Joe Wechter did. And he said you're not too thrilled with ESPN. Is that correct?
No. How the hell does a 12-1 team wind up being the fourth best team in the NFL? How is it that the Cowboys can be two games behind the Eagles, yet they're favored to win the Super Bowl over the Eagles?
I don't know.
All right, but did you see anything yesterday that supported ESPN's position?
Hell no.
All right, hold on. I have an update from ESPN this morning after yesterday's action.
Oh, they must have heard me yesterday.
No, not at
now,
all.
Hold on a minute.
Go ahead, Johnson.
So the analytic that ESPN uses, their chief analytic when they put out the shows and give out what they call the Football Power Index. The number one team in the NFL, according to ESPN's FPI, is the Dallas Cowboys.
Even now, Seth, after they almost lost to a 1-10-1 team while the Eagles obliterated the Giants. Are they trying to get under our skin?
Whoever wrote that algorithm needs to be fired.
There it is. There it is. Right?
Right.
It's impossible. It's absolutely impossible. You beat this team previously, and this team's only got one loss, and yet their favorite to get to the Super Bowl, what, is Dak Prescott favored to be the MVP now too?
Well, that's the real thing. Jalen Hurts versus Dak Prescott. Give me your thoughts right now about the two quarterbacks.
Oh, light years.
Yeah.
Light years. I mean, Dak goes through these periods where he's, you know, a turnover machine. I mean, people got to stop and think. Jalen Hurts is completing almost in the high 70s, percentage-wise, his passes. And he's only got three interceptions.
It's amazing.
Through 13 games. You know how hard that is?
Ah!
As much as he's got a 1,000-yard receiver, he's got a 1,000-yard running back. You know, Devontae Smith is, I believe, he's like 270-something, maybe 80-something yards away from him having a second, you know, 1,000-yard receiver. And if Dallas Goedert doesn't get hurt, he might be a thousand yard tight end.
Absolutely. Yep.
It's an amazing thing. I want to ask you about the other side of the ball too, Seth, because we saw a 3-sack performance by Brandon Graham at 34.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not getting more than half the snaps that the defense is on the field. How's he doing that now?
BG is a vet. BG knows how to play the game. And they've got so much talent across the board. And, you know, listen, I love what Howie's done. There was a whole lot of talk at the beginning of the year about the Buffalo Bills and how much depth they had on their defensive line. They were like 9 deep with all these guys that were interchangeable. And I think Howie Roseman has kind of taken a page out of the Buffalo Bills book when you think about all these players that they have in now. You've got guys that can step on the field. You're, what, 3-4 deep, you know, defensive end, you're 5-6 deep at defensive tackle, so guys don't have to play an entire game. Although, you know, when I was playing, I wanted to be on the field every down, but, you know, we've evolved to a different way of doing things now. And now these guys that are a little older, they can step on the field and turn it up and go all out every play and just tap their head when they're tired and go out and get a break. And the next fresh wave comes on.
Very deep. Seth, simple question. In your legendary career, did you ever play on a team as good as the Eagles team is this year?
Not a complete team.
Wow!
Not,
it didn't even hesitate.
Not a complete team.
No.
You know, listen, you know, our defense, I don't think, you know, could ever be matched what we did, the talent level that we had. But we didn't have on the other side of the ball what this team has. And when you look at this football team, they're balanced, they're complementary. Everything that they do, you know, complements each other. And for the last 2 weeks, with the exception with Tsipras, you know, damn near breaking his foot yesterday.
Yep.
The special teams for a change has been somewhat special.
Yeah, I'm also curious about the coaching, right? I mean, you played for some good coaches too, Seth. What do you think? I mean, this guy's in his second year. He's 12-1. How's he doing that?
Well, listen, he's got a mantra. You know, I mean, he's got some things there that these veterans have bought in, and they're grabbing these young guys by the hand and pulling them along. You know, someone asked last night, you know, hey, do you think, you know, how do they remain focused and non-complacent? When you listen to Jalen Hurts, when you listen to Nick Sirianni, when you listen to Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, you know, these guys aren't going to let these young guys, you know, get full of themselves and mess up, you know, what they've got. But, you know, Sirianni's got buy-in. And, you know, that's the hardest thing for any coach to have is to, when you come in, for you to open up your bag and get those guys to look in your bag and buy into what you got in your bag. And he's, you know, in his second year, he's figured out how to do it.
It's a tremendous. Yeah, people that email me and tell me how Seth Joyner always finds something to bitch about. He just did 10 minutes of positive talk about your Philadelphia Eagles. He understands the sport better than we do. Now, I will get into a little later on when we're talking to Seth that maybe a couple of things we would like to see addressed. But generally speaking, this team is spectacular. Embrace it. You're not going to see this often in your lifetime, Philadelphia. You're 12-1. Self is out of life from North Philly. Hi, Self.
What's going on, Angie? How you, man?
What are you? How am I doing? I'm 12-1. I should be 13-0. They screwed me out of a face mask they missed. I'd be 13-0 right now.
I'm glad Reed mentioned it too, because that kicker was short. That punter was short hit by two players out of bounds. Yep. They got away with that.
Oh, they did. I think so.
That whole
they got
play,
away with that.
That was the only bad sequence in the game. Bad play calling. Bad play. And then the guy gets hurt trying to almost get in the first down. That was an amazing play. He got that close.
Yeah.
And then they potted him at that cheap surface they used. Rhea saw it. He got his foot stuck.
But, Angelo, I got to admit, I got to agree with you, man. First of all, I love your show, man. I'm going to miss you when you're gone. And I'm just I'm a fresh caller to this show.
Well, thank you.
I'm
going
to miss you when you're gone. But I got to agree with you, man. But I told you. Steichen and Jonathan Gannon, man, I don't like them, man. Like, first of all, I'm going to tell you why ESPN have the Eagles where they at. I disagree with it, but I'm going to tell you why. First of all, Jerry Jones. That's number one. Let's start there. Number two is the Eagles don't – the coordinators don't know how to put a team away, and they don't know how to demolish a team. Like that, the Giants shouldn't even had. First of all, that touchdown they got the started off was only because they got away with hitting the kicker, the punter out of balance. So that gave them, you know, good field position or whatever, and they scored a touchdown. That was a gimme. You know what I mean? Second reason is when you look at it, they shouldn't have scored the last. We got to stop letting teams score.
All right, period. Hold on. I got to get. This is way more negative than I've ever heard, Seth Joyner. So I can't wait to – Seth, Self is not happy with our coordinators at 12-1. What do you think?
You think you're slick, Angelo.
What do you mean? What do you think?
This calls a plant.
No, this
– this calls a plant to get ranting and raving about something.
And his name's Self.
Stop
no,
it.
No, Self, are we in any way affiliated or in
Rhea,
any way?
Rhea,
Self?
Can I get a thumbs up or a thumbs
well,
down back
no,
there?
This, he's not a plant, but Angelo did try to slickly do that. But I will say this. On that drive that led to that disastrous punt that caused you to step up, I said, what did I say to
it
you?
It was bad play call.
I said to you, Steichen's trying to get a head coaching job before halftime.
No, he
I mean,
was self.
You know, it was.
But self,
that was my only criticism.
You're looking at a couple of blemishes in an otherwise
no, it was
spectacular
a beautiful game.
Performance.
Yeah, it was.
Self, they did that in the rain.
Listen, Angelo, listen to me clearly. It's not the play calling on either side of the ball, it's the talent. These dudes know how to play the game. They know how to. The only thing that I have a problem with is the defense don't know how to stay in their lane. That's a problem for me.
All right, Self, I got to stop. You're out of control tonight. Barrett, say something. That guy, he's ripping him. They just won 48-22.
I guess they just give wins out like, you know, they're just candy. You know, all right, you can take this win here. We have 12 wins. I mean, this is a team that's dominant in coaching. It's dominant as far as player production. It's dominant as talent. You know, this. I mean, I don't know how else you can say it.
First drive by the Eagles offensively. It's about as perfect a drive as you can have. Mm-hmm. 15 plays, eight minutes on the clock. Great third down throws by. I mean, you saw that. That's Steichen's play call. Yeah, he screwed up in that one drive. But tell me about that first drive.
Well, if my memory serves me correct, I think they only really ran the ball twice on that entire drive.
Yep.
And coming into the game, the Giants' defense was ranked worse against the run than they were against the pass. So you looked at the last 2 weeks, the Eagles ranked, you know, just piled up 363 yards running. Then they turn around and come back the next week, and they pile up 80-plus yards, you know, Jalen Hurts throwing the football. So, you know, the conventional wisdom, if you're the Giants' defense, is that, hey, you know, they're going to come in and they're going to attack our weakness. No, they attack their strength to start, you know, and I was kind of scratching my head for a little while, and then all of a sudden in the second half, they just started pounding the rock.
Yeah.
And they just complete domination. But that drive, you know, listen, absolutely. When I think about this offense, when I think about this team, so to speak, you know, if you ask me to give you one word, it's just pure execution. They out-execute you in every way.
I don't know.
That's it. You're right.
They're going to make mistakes because in an imperfect game, we all want them to play perfectly. We all want them to play the style that we want. I want Jonathan Gannon to blitz 50% of the time. But you know what? At the end of the day, they're getting it done, and they execute what they need to execute when they need to execute it. And on the defensive side, they have racked up 13 sacks in the last two games.
Seth Joyner has information. 215-592-9494.
Now, I got only one negative, and I'm going to present it to Seth when we come back.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Eagles too good? Their
what?
Own owner,
what the hell kind
with
of question
six
is that?
Minutes to go in the game, their own owner seemed depressed and bored.
Didn't he look like who's the guy in the Christmas past? What's his, why am I blanking? His Ebenezer?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
he was cold.
Yeah.
He was cold. Those boxes are heated. No, he was in a box.
But he's got the window open.
Not when they got the windows on. But I've been in there in one of those before. Yeah. It's cold.
Oh, yeah. I got a great idea. Shut the window. 215-592-9494. WIP.